This is Andrew Stelzer with Making Contact. I'm speaking by Skype with Mike Ludwig. He's a Truth Out writer and co-producer of our recent story about the referendum to repeal Senate Bill 5 in Ohio. That's a bill passed earlier this year that would strip tens of thousands of workers of many of their collective bargaining rights and make them pay more into their health care and pensions. Thanks for speaking with us, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
So your article details how much money is flowing into this campaign and who that money is coming from. And we're going to get some up-to-date details now as campaign finance reports were released yesterday, October 27th. Mike, let's start with the overall numbers. How much money are we looking at?
We're looking at over $30 million, maybe even closer to $40 million for both sides of the campaign that they've raised and have spent on ads and mailers in Ohio.
And there's the issue of disclosure and sometimes lack thereof, which is a lot of what you talked about in your article. $30 million, where is this money coming from?
Well, we know part of that story, Andrew. There's two sides to this issue. One is the pro-labor side that's working to get the anti-collective bargaining bill repealed. And then there's the GOP side, which is defending the bill, trying to keep it on the books, and also, in a way, defending Governor Kasich of Ohio, who championed Senate Bill 5. And the pro-labor side set up a political action committee called We Are Ohio for most of their big campaign expenditures. And by Ohio law, political action committees have to report their finances. And We Are Ohio has been reporting their finances. The other side, the Republican side, set up corporate nonprofits to raise money. And under Ohio law, they don't have to reveal their finances. Yesterday, the main campaign vehicle for the conservatives who are trying to keep Senate Bill 5 in the books released names of some of their donors, but they didn't release donation amounts. So we don't really know exactly how much they're getting. And there's another group, Make Ohio Great, which is a front for the Republican Governors Association, that is releasing no information. So we know a bit about who is trying to keep Senate Bill 5 in the books, but not a lot. What we do know is from the pro-labor side, unions have really stepped in here and raised a lot of money. They've raised a lot of money from the rank and file, and national unions have also spent millions of dollars. And We Are Ohio, the main campaign vehicle, has raised $30 million in the past year and has spent almost, I believe, $20 million so far and probably will spend all of it. Whereas their opponents have reported voluntarily that they have raised $7.6 million. But we have to remember that there's several groups that are pro-Republican that are active in Ohio right now, and most of them aren't revealing their finances. So to get the whole picture is kind of tough.
So what I'm hearing you say is we may never know how much money is spent and who's spending it.
We may never know, like, we may never see the exact number now. But we can look back at how the Republican Governors Association, which is active in Ohio, supported Kasich in his election. They've kind of swooped in to help him again, defending his signature legislation with issue 2 in Senate Bill 5. They also spent $11 million getting him elected. A lot of that money came from big corporations like Coca-Cola, Walmart, and private healthcare companies, as my story for Truth Out revealed. And if he is embarrassed by a veto on his signature law, then it could really hurt the rest of his term and also strike down a piece of legislation that a lot of these private interests really wanted to see go through in a key swing state. So the Republican Governors Association has swooped in once again to support him with millions of dollars that we will never know exactly how much they spent or where it came from.
Now, the picture you're painting is one side, the union side, being a lot more transparent with the way they set up their organization and spend their money. And I'm assuming part of that is a political statement. Both perhaps they have values that they want to be transparent, but they're assuming that that's going to resonate with the voters. When you're in Ohio, do you think that that matters to people? Is that issue of transparency influencing how people might vote, or do the people not know or not care?
I think it depends on the amount of political involvement in the voter. I think people who are more involved in politics or might be activists definitely respect the fact that the pro-labor side is being completely transparent and they're abiding by state law and they didn't pull any, basically tricks to hide their money like the Republican side did. And I think they're getting some respect for that. And people know who is trying to take this law off the book. And it's public workers and it's their unions and it's other unions that are supporting basically their brothers and sisters in solidarity. That's where that money is coming from. It's coming from in-state, it's coming from out of state, but in general, it is the union movement that is spending money here. The other side, we don't really know, but we know that it's probably private interest because that's who supported these groups in the past. And that's basically because corporations don't want to put their name on a political initiative. Coca-Cola doesn't want to put its brand on a political initiative. It can't. It's bad for business. But unions are sticking up for, the people they represent. And not only can they be transparent, they want to be transparent and they want voters to know who they're siding with here.
Now there's a commonly held belief that whoever spends the most money wins, and in this case, at least so far, the unions have spent more. Does that mean the repeal will likely succeed?
The latest poll shows that the repeal is definitely ahead by a larger margin than ever before. Things are looking good for labor in Ohio right now. And it is because they spent a lot of money, but it goes beyond that. They also organized a huge, massive grassroots volunteer effort. And there were several grassroots groups far beyond We Are Ohio who are active in organizing rallies, getting people to go out and canvass. And getting people into phone banks and going door to door. When I was on the ground there were a lot of activists I spoke with saying, we're campaigning not just on the airwaves, but we're actually having workers and middle class Ohioans talk to other workers and middle class Ohioans. And yes, they did spend a lot of money and things are looking good for them, but they also went the extra mile with creating a movement. And they had everyone from a volunteer who was coming in after work to man the phone bank. To the big donations that are coming in from unions and from teachers groups on their side, and then so far it's working.
And there's still a week and a half to go before Election Day. What do you think we might see between now and then in terms of ads, commercials? Are we going to see a huge frenzy and an attempt to turn the polls the other way? Or do you think the business interests are seeing the writing on the wall?
It's tough to tell, and the business interest groups and Building a Better Ohio, the GOP group, went out of their way to hide their campaign finances. Now that this October 27th deadline for filing reports has passed, they might, flood the airwaves with more campaigns and spend a lot more money, or excuse me, more advertisements and spend a lot more money just to keep it under wraps. We don't know. That's a possibility. I think the labor side has raised enough money, and we're going to know their numbers and understand where they're going from here. It's tough to tell the other groups because they're just not being transparent. And if they've already gone out of their way to hide their finances, it's possible that they might do it again by waiting until this last couple of weeks to flood Ohio with even more money that they won't have to report for another, 4 to 6 months. That's possible. However, we'll never exactly know.
So, overall, this spending frenzy in Ohio, what do you think this portends for future campaigns, both in Ohio and elsewhere?
Right. I mean, having a campaign that has cost about $40 million in a state ballot initiative is pretty incredible. You don't see that very often. The other ballot initiatives, we're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars. Here we're looking at tens of millions of dollars. And yes, it's caught national attention and it's created national controversy. And with Wisconsin as something that preceded this, everyone's kind of watching Ohio and wanting to spend money on it. But this is incredible. This is kind of unprecedented in a lot of ways. We could see more and more expensive battles like this when we're dealing with issues in these battleground states like Ohio. This is just the beginning for the attack on labor. So it's unprecedented the amount of money that's been spent. But we're also living in a time when Citizens United and other court rulings have unleashed campaign spending, and it's and it's part of the new, it's part of our new face of electoral politics.
Mike Ludwig is a writer for Truthout. You can find a link to his investigative report on the out-of-state money flooding Ohio surrounding Senate Bill 5 on our website, radioproject.org. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thanks again. It was great working with you, Andrew.